As the year anniversary of the cruise industry shutdown approaches, Royal Caribbean Group CEO Richard Fain has delivered his monthly video message to both travel agents and guests.
Whether we will require vaccines of all of our guests on all of our ships hasn't been decided yet, but we are prepared to go where the science leads us.
Fain went on to say that sailings in Singapore, the Canary Islands, and soon Israel are all leading the way to reopening the cruise industry. Continuing with his optimism, Fain ended the video by saying,
"But the vaccines really have changed the game. And despite all the blows our industry has taken, it is clear that there will be a huge demand when we open our doors."
At the time of broadcast, Royal Caribbean says they plan to resume operations in May. And Port Canaveral hit another milestone in preparation for the arrival of Carnival's new megaship, Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras will be the first North American cruise ship to be powered by liquefied natural gas, which is a cleaner-burning fossil fuel. Now a purpose-built tug and bunker barge has arrived at the port, which will serve as the new LNG fuel station. The barge will load up with LNG in Georgia and carry enough fuel to supply two ships for 2 7-night itineraries. It's expected to take each ship around 6 to 8 hours to bunker. Mardi Gras is set to begin sailing from Port Canaveral later this year. And Celebrity Cruises is the latest ship to undergo a refurbishment. The dry dock was part of a $500 million program that Celebrity launched in 2019 called the Celebrity Revolution. Changes to the Eclipse include stateroom upgrades, a new suite experience called the Retreat with restaurants and a dedicated outdoor space, along with modifying public venues like the Ocean View Cafe and lounges. In total, 9 ships are scheduled for the Revolution upgrades, 5 which have already been completed. And cruise line stocks were in the green on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 4.6% to 27.54. Royal Caribbean 93.50 up 2.4%, and Norwegian up 4.1% to 31.11. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.